With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump rallied supporters in Wisconsin yesterday ahead of next Tuesday's presidential debates.
Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
From the moment we take back the White House from Comrade Kamala Harris, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. We're going to turn it around fast.
Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say multiple people have been shot along Interstate 75 in a rural area southeastern Kentucky. But not all were wounded by gunfire. Some of the victims were injured in a vehicle accident. There are no fatalities reported. The interstate was closed 9 miles north of London, but later reopened. Also at SRNnews.com, news media calling on the military commission at Guantanamo Bay to make public the plea deal struck with the 9/11 defendants. Keith Peters has more.
Seven news organizations filed the motion Friday with the military judges at Guantanamo. They want the public to be able to know the terms of the deal struck between prosecutors and three defendants, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The plea bargains triggered objections from Republican lawmakers and families of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Controversy grew when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the deal. Keith Peters reporting.
Evacuations have been ordered as a wildfire burns at the foothills of a national forest near Los Angeles. The so-called line fire was burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, 65 miles east of L.A. No injuries reported. Casino company Wynn Resorts is paying $130 million to federal authorities in admitting it allowed unlicensed money transfers around the world. This is SRN News. A historically black church rejects gay marriage.
A number of Protestant denominations have decided to embrace homosexual unions, but the African Methodist Episcopal Church is standing firm. The church rejected an appeal to permit gay marriage at its recently concluded general conference. The denomination's Book of Doctrine states that, quote, the AME Church believes that unions of any kind between persons of the same sex or gender are contrary to the will of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and the National Association of Evangelicals is putting out ideas for how congregations can express gratitude to their clergymen who are under more stress than ever. A spokesman says many Christians don't realize how demanding it is to be a pastor. They face conflict and criticism while serving their church 50 to 70 hours per week. The NAE's Bless Your Pastor program now involves congregations across America. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson in Italy on his first foreign trip as a speaker says his legislative counterparts from the other G7 nations are expressing concern over America's recent role on the world stage. On the Salem Media program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana congressman offered a diplomatic answer.
To put it frankly, I don't talk to our allies about this openly, but you and I know that the Biden and Harris administration have appeased and apologized and accommodated the enemies of our country. And we know that when Donald Trump was president, America really did project strength on the world stage. And our adversaries feared us, and they knew that aggression towards the U.S. would just not be tolerated. He brought back the policy of peace through strength, and we desperately need it again.
Wisconsin health officials have initiated a recall of eggs that follows an outbreak of salmonella infections among at least 65 people in 9 states. Authorities say it originated on a farm in Wisconsin. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.